News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Niall Quinn, it does feel this morning that the country is getting ahead of itself and has already booked tickets for the Aviva next Tuesday. You know, how confident are you of our chances against the Czech Republic tonight?
I think the game is probably 50-50, Jonathan. We're on a high. The last few months have been amazing. The players will have returned to their clubs feeling much better than they probably ever have in the last few years. And it's been a while since we've played. But in that time, I think a belief has grown, not just with them, but as you say, with the public here in Ireland as well. It's do or die time now as well. But also, I think I take it as Philomena Begley sang, we take it one day at a time. We won't worry about Tuesday just yet. But yeah, it's like, you know, I think it was George Hamilton who coined the phrase, the nation hold its breath. And it feels like that this morning.
Now, when we're listening to what's happening in Czechia, their football association is having a bit of a mare at the moment, putting the FAI to shame, it would appear. How much of that bleeds in? Because they have a new coach going in there. It would be the equivalent of, I don't know, I'm not sure who, maybe putting Liam Brady in charge of the team. You know, they've gone for a very safe option, somebody from the history when things used to be good. All of that negativity is bound to be bleeding into the players, and we know what that sounds like.
Well, if I was in charge of the Irish team, I wouldn't pay much attention to that. I think they will be, you know, fiercely organised and proud to win this game at home in front of their own audience. Remember, it's a very tough thing in international football to go anywhere in the world and win a game away from home. And the good news for Ireland is, though, that we've done it last time out against, you know, against a Hungary team that were really fancied to beat us easily. So we have a bit of belief in that score. And looking at the Czech team, you know, like they've got some very good players, and we can't ignore that. They've brought back Darida, who's a veteran midfielder. He's 35. We've Seamus Coleman, who's 37. You know, so it's not that we're playing a dad's army team here. We're playing a team that have had highs. Their curve is coming a little bit back down. Ours is on the way up, if you like, in terms of the confidence that we will have. And I think that brings it into a 50-50 kind of area, you know. And so I won't worry too much about Tuesday night just yet. But I think our lads, you know, continue that sparkle that we gained in the last couple of games. Portugal at home, Hungary away. There were two incredible performances. And look, you know, applying themselves with you know, more of the same, it'll give us a great chance tonight. But I wouldn't be you know, treating the opposition lineup as old or disorganised.
We know that Troy Parrott is definitely going to be a marked man. Who should we be watching out for on the Czech side?
Well, their Troy Parrott is a guy called Patrick Schick. He plays with Bayer Leverkusen. He scored a lot of goals over the years for his country, and they'll be looking at him to be the one. That's obviously the one that we have to keep quiet up front. They have a playmaker, Sule, plays with Lyon in France. He'll be the guy in the middle trying to do things. Darida, I mentioned, will be the holding midfielder if he starts. He's come back in after a long time out. We know a couple of the other players. Suchek plays at West Ham, big, strong, tough centre-back. And there was a fullback there for a few years, Kufal. He's left West Ham now. But, you know, they've got this strong team in terms of a physical strength. They've got a bit of guile where Sule is a decent player, and Schick can score goals. I think he's got 24 international goals. So we can't just read the papers and say, oh, their FA are in a bit of trouble. These will be good, Jonathan. You know, we have to treat them with serious respect.
100%, and that's what we will be doing. Nil all isn't an option. There has to be a winner tonight, Niall. Give me a score.
Well, I think it's going to be very tight, you say, but I think we'll win in ordinary time. I don't think a lot of people talking about penalties. I don't know if we could stand that, but I hope we get ahead. I hope the likes of Troy Parrott find some joy, that we turn this Czech team and make them feel uncomfortable, because that's what we've done in our last two games. Portugal hated playing against us. Hungary hated playing against us. What I want to see from our team tonight is releasing the ball early, using the gifts we have with Troy and that pace that we have to make it our game. You know?
Fingers crossed you're right. Niall Quinn, thanks very much for that. Of course, it is a 7:45 kickoff off the ball. We'll be covering that extensively. Lots to come throughout the day.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.